Studying John, that the first 12 chapters are Jesus' outward ministry, where he healed, did miracles, and preached, and was in the temple, and all sorts of things like that. And then his 13 through 16 chapters in John are his private ministry. This is where he's teaching his apostles before he leaves. He knows he's going to die, and that's going to be a big shock to them, because they are counting so much upon him all the time. And so he's doing that in very private, and that's what these are, what we're studying now. And then chapter 17 is Jesus' prayer for his apostles and disciples. And so that's the outline of where we're up to now. John 14, 1, you believe in God, believe also in me. In verse 2, he says, I go to prepare a place for you.
Amen.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way.
Amen.
I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
That is a very controversial verse of a lot of people in the world. They do not like us Christians saying we have the only means of salvation. But that's exactly what Jesus Christ has said.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying right here. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have salvation.
There it is.
And so I don't care how unfair it may seem, that's what the Bible says, and I believe the Bible.
Amen.
Anyway, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Wow. The great I am. You remember Moses wanted to know what to say to the children of Israel when they said, who sent you? And God tell him, I am. And the first time I heard that, I thought, wow, I didn't understand that. And as I look at it over the years, he is.
Yeah, right.
Whatever you need.
Amen.
Whatever you need, whatever you can get, whatever help you can possibly get, he's it.
Yeah.
And once you recognize that, you need you to quit trusting yourself so much.
Yeah.
And how about trusting a little bit of the Word of God?
Amen.
I thank the Lord that two things, I was raised up in the house, that Bible that I didn't read very much of, it's the Word of God and it's without error.
Amen.
If you understand it, you understand the truth.
Yeah.
And the other was that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world.
Right.
That's about what I knew. And all of a sudden, I got to where I was praying, talking to him. I was in trouble. And I looked down at that little baby, and I realized I was not fit to be a father. And so I admitted I must be a pretty good sinner. And then I started confessing my sins, and before long, I got saved.
Amen.
And that changed my life and changed their lives and everything. Wonderful, wonderful. Anyway, John 14. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, and then he said, if you'd known me, you should have known my Father. Now, I don't know how much teaching, I haven't looked at it or searched about it. I don't remember Jesus taking this topic up before this time with his own disciples. And he said unto him, Lord, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that'll really suffice us. And here's verse 9, chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you? Was he about 3 years? Day and night. Yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father.
Wow.
How about that for a statement?
Yeah.
Wow. Now see, I don't understand a lot of things. I don't understand eternity. I don't understand no beginning and no ending. And I don't understand spiritual beings. I know what I am in my flesh, you know. I know that my pleasures come through the flesh, and a lot of things come. Well, I don't understand spiritual. I'm not sure many of us really do. But God is a spirit. And you're going to have to worship him in spirit and in truth, because he is a spirit. He's not flesh and bones as you and I are. And he's much beyond them. Can you imagine? Eternal, no beginning, no ending. I don't understand it, but that's what the Word of God tells us.
Right.
Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. You want to see the Father? Take a look at Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He shows you what the Father is like. He shows you God's love. He shows you God's wisdom. He shows you God's power. Wow. He said in verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me, that the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else just believe me for the very work's sake. You can get by if you see by the miracles that this is God.
Yeah.
And he said, go down to verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, what I read to you so far, that was what we studied back in April. And we're going to start with John 14:16 here. I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. I'm going to spend this day talking about the Comforter. That's a nice name for the Holy Spirit. That's a nice name for the Holy Spirit. The Comforter. You know, we all like a little bit of comfort.
Amen.
It's nice to have some friends, and they'll come around and hug you and say, I love you, and good to see you, whatever. It's nice to have some people that, if you're all by yourself all the time, you're liable to be awful miserable.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to you about the Comforter today. And I'm going to skip most of chapter 15 and, go from 14 to 16 as dealing with the Comforter and what Jesus was teaching them. Now, I like the term Comforter because that sounds good. That sounds good. He's somebody that's going to comfort me. He's not out to pick on me. Now, I'm a normal boy. I guess I was a normal boy. And I picked on people, and I love to pick on girls. Bless their hearts. So much fun to tease them. It's still fun. Verlene could take me. And, of course, she could pay you back, too. Anyway, I'm going to send another comforter. He said, I'm not going to be with you here. That's what he's trying to prepare them for. These last chapters of John are the last days of Jesus upon the earth. And he's not going to be with these disciples. He's been with them for 3 years. They've seen his miracles. They've been in the boat when he was asleep and wake him up and he speaks to the wind and the wind dies down. And they said, what kind of a man is this? Well, we don't really know as much as they could think. What kind of a man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? Wow. He's God in the flesh. That's what he is. He said, I will pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter. Now, Jesus had been their comforter up to now. And they've learned to trust him. They've learned to know, man, if the Lord were here, this wouldn't happen. Or whatever, you know. And so he's saying he's going to give you another comforter. The Father is. He's talking about God the Father. And this Comforter, what does he say about him here? He says that he may abide with you forever. Now there's that forever again. There's that eternal thing. Do you realize you have physical life and most of your pleasures come from your physical life? I don't know whether you recognize that or not or notice it or not, but it's the truth.
Amen.
Taste, sight, feeling, companionship, work, accomplishment, all comes because you're alive.
Yeah.
This being alive, what God gave you in letting you become a human being and with a brain like you have, wow, you got work to do. You got something to accomplish. And that's why people enjoy their work. Someone asked me about what we're going to do in heaven. I don't have the slightest idea except for a lot of praising. But I'm imagining there's work. Because how much pleasure do people get from their work? And if you're in a job that's a dead-end job that you don't like, I really feel sorry for you. might be worth time to get into a job you like. But the thing of it is, work is a pleasure. Accomplishment is something that's great. Build your own house, or build your own business, or build your own doghouse. Sweep your own floors. Mow your own lawn. There's some accomplishment. I know, I see people out with scissors clipping their plants. And I think, I don't hardly clip anything. grow, that's fine. But, you know, with all the drought we've got, that grass is having a hard time. Those trees are having a hard time. You just drive down the road, some people are losing their lawn. And it's going to be a long time till they get it back with an awful lot of work and maybe an awful lot of money. What a wonderful thing to have somebody that's a comforter, that you're not alone. It's a beautiful thing. A friend is a real good friend is a real blessing. And if you have good friends, you are blessed. You ought to thank God for them, and you ought to appreciate them and let them know that you appreciate them. But he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Now, Jesus had been their comforter up to this point. And that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Can you think of forever? I have a hard time there. I really do. I think I'm halfway intelligent. I can read very well. But forever? Wow. How about never have a beginning? Always was. Always is. Always will be. Well, we got in on that. You know what you got? You got a hold of the life of God. It's the spiritual life of God. Abides with you and shall be with you forever. That's what I'm reading. That's what Jesus is teaching the disciples. Verse 17 says, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, and he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You see, at this time, the Holy Spirit was not indwelling the disciples. Holy Spirit was right there in front of them answering their questions. That's Jesus. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God. Jesus is God. We have a triune God. Nobody really understands. You may think you do, but I don't think you do. I don't think I do. But I'll tell you what, I think if it's one God manifested to us in three ways. As the Father, as the Son, as the Holy Spirit. Anyway, ye shall know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I'm leaving you. I'll be gone about a week before you start seeing me again. But you know what? I won't leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Did you see what it said there in verse 17? You know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. There you go. Now, explain that to where it's easy to understand. I can't. I do believe it. I believe what is said there, and I take great comfort in that. I don't know whether you do, but I do. I am never without God.
Amen.
On my loneliest day, God is with me.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't have to go to some certain mountain to pray. I don't have to go to some church and pray.
Right.
I don't need anybody to take care of my prayers.
Yeah.
And to ensure they get to God.
Right.
Because God hears me.
Amen.
He's with me all the time. He's with me when I'm in the bed with my head on the pillow. He's with me when I'm driving 60 miles an hour down the highway. He's with me right now when I'm trying to explain this to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad I've got him.
Yeah, amen.
Ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Wow. Would that help you to pray a little better if you thought about some of these verses?
Yes.
You don't have to get into a certain position or pose. You don't even have to have a certain state of mind. You can talk to God directly just like you talk to your friend.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just like you can talk to anybody else. And I do. Literally, the way I talk to God most of the time is just like I'm talking to you, except I don't say it out loud. Lord, I'm telling you about this. I'm telling you about that. And Lord, help me here. Oh, good night. Lord, let me breathe today so that I can speak well and not won't have all this fleam catching of me. And you can get my old calloused vocal cords working. How about that? That was a prayer, by the way.
Amen.
I didn't get on my knees. I didn't close my eyes. I didn't clasp my hands. And I wasn't worried about that I was in a church.
Right.
You can do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
He is your, if you're saved, He is your Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, I've said to a bunch of you, some of you had pretty poor fathers. I'm sorry about that. I happen to have had a good one. I had a good father. And I don't know, he didn't have a father to teach him how to be a father. His dad died when he was 2 months old and left a widow woman with 5 children. And she never remarried, and she just kept the farm and kept going and whatever. But she had 5 children that loved Jesus. Wow. And my dad did. And he was a very wise man. He was not highly educated. And he hardly ever read. He would come in for the night nightly news at 10 o'clock and watch the news from 10 to 10:30, go to bed, get up the next day, get him a sandwich and an orange or something and put it in the sack and head for work. He loved to work. Now, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You can count on it.
Yeah.
You know one thing I think about this Bible? I love it because I count on it. If I want to really look up something and know what it is about it, I study it out of this book. And I have a confidence that if I understand this book, I've got an understanding of the truth. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. How about that?
Yeah.
You don't think about that every day of the week, do you? But Jesus is listening to every word you say. He's listening to your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And the Bible says the Holy Spirit prays for us to bring us into the will of God.
Amen.
Bring us into the understanding.
Thanks, Lord.
You've got the Lord in you recognizing your faults or your lacks. And he's pleading with God the Father, praying God the Father to bring you into his will.
Lord, amen.
How about that for an extra helper? That's a comfort for me.
Amen.
I prayed an awful lot of prayers, and some of them I'm sure glad God didn't answer.
Yeah, amen.
But I didn't know about it at the time I was praying. At the time I was praying, I thought that was a very serious prayer and it needed to be done that way and whatever. And it was only later on down the line I was glad God didn't answer it. Well, I'm glad to know that I've got the Holy Spirit of God in me trying to teach me how to pray and correcting my prayers.
Yeah.
Putting it in light, sort of like me giving my things I write to my wife to say, is there anything in here I should change? Sometimes I took her opinion and sometimes I didn't, but I gave it to her anyway. And by the way, she was the only one that could read my handwriting when it got cold. I can't even read it. I never in all my years in school, from the first grade on through the 12th grade of high school and two different college degrees. Nobody ever bragged on my penmanship. Even when it gets cold, I'm wondering, what did I write? But my wife could read all of it. I could just write it out and she'd type it out and it went great. I was very happy. You know, and I tried to treat her nice. She loved art. And we would sometimes, you would be surprised at how many art museums I have been to. Yeah. And she was a little bit of a painter, an artist herself. And two things I knew I could do to make, well, three, really sort of please her. I could rub her back. Oh, she loved my vibrator when rubbing her back. I could take her out to eat. She didn't have to plan it. She didn't have to prepare it. And she didn't have to clean up after it. And she wasn't all that stuffy, but she could take hamburgers and hot dogs too. But I took her many times to exotic restaurants that I didn't like at all. But I took them. There was one special restaurant called the Bikini. Now, I don't know that it meant the bathing suit, but it was just the name of the restaurant in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. There wasn't any bikini-lad girls anywhere on there, or pictures of them or anything like that. So I'm not sure what the word bikini meant to them. But I loved to take her there. It was mainly Chinese food. And she loved all this different kind of food, you know. She'd get her Chinese food, and they had something that I appreciated. They had a big T-bone steak for 75 cents. So I took her out to her Chinese food quite often. Shut up, Lindell. Get back to preaching and preaching. We will make our abode with him. Verse 24. He that loveth me keepeth, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things I have spoken unto you, yet being present with you, but the Comforter, here it is, which is the Holy Ghost, that's God, whom your Father will send in my name, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Now I want you to think about this verse. You might ought to have to mark that verse and think about it again and again and again until you get it down. Why do I trust this book as much as I do? Well, this is one of the statements that make me trust it. He said the Holy Spirit, this Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, he's going to teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. We're not looking at frail human memory. We're looking at God-inspired memory to write his book. This is the most published book in the history of the world. How about that? And you can buy one in any grocery store. And man, if you want to get fancy, you can spend a couple of $100 or $300 or $400 or $500 if you want to. Depends on the print, depends on the paper, depends on the leather that it was done by. Wow. How about it? We will make our abode with him, and the Comforter, verse 26, he shall teach you all things. They had a helper. They weren't really on their own in their telling their stories. The Holy Spirit of God is prompting their memory. Not only did they see it, did they live through it. They have the Holy Spirit to help them. And to bring all things to your remembrance. You know what I think? I think this book's complete.
Amen.
Now, I read it a lot of times. I really have. And you know something? I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. I'm confident. I'm confident that God has given us his word.
Yes.
and that it is true.
Yes.
And that if I study it well enough to interpret it correctly, I'll have the truth.
Amen.
And you can have the truth too.
Right.
Now, think about all the people. In fact, and when I first started preaching, I was preaching in some country churches, I had a lot of people that couldn't read. They couldn't read the Bible. They couldn't read anything. They couldn't read a newspaper. We don't have too many of them like that anymore, but probably still some. But there are a lot of people in the world, in the history of the world, that could not read. A lot of the Indian tribes and a lot of other tribes around the world, they didn't read and write. What a blessing you have that somebody invented a printing press. Wow. What a blessing. I've got a house full of books. And I've given away two libraries in moving different times in my life. And they were the length of my garage. I like books. I like books better than I like television, better than I like movies. I really do sometimes. If I just want some comfort, I just want a good feeling, I get an old book that I like. I already know the story. I'm not looking for the storyline. I'm just enjoying the telling of the story again. But I do like to read. That's the most comforting thing, more so than even watching television. And I watch a lot of television too. When you're in a house by yourself, I don't have Verlene to pester. And oh, did I have fun pestering her. We will come and make our abode with him. Now look at verse 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. The word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But, verse 26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in what name? Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Jesus in you. That's your hope of glory. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Now that's written directly to the apostles that are going to write the New Testament. This is the promise that they have right there. That is a tremendous promise, and I take it still going because I believe I've got the word that's true right here. Or you read it and say, I don't understand it. Well, keep reading.
Yeah, that's right.
And hunt for some other things. Learn to use a concordance. Or, man, they've got so many of these electronic concordances, they put them on your telephone. I see these people preaching. I got guys preaching out of that little telephone. That little 2-inch typewriter isn't big enough for me. My fingers are too fat. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Now here is the confidence of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul. The Holy Spirit of God is leading them in what they wrote to these churches and what the churches kept. What a blessing. Tremendous blessing. Verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give unto you. You know what he's talking about? We'd call it Indian giving sometimes. Give and take it back. Give and take it back. Not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, this whole chapter is talking about comfort in troubles. And the Holy Spirit is giving you an indication of what Jesus is doing for you, and you don't have to live that way. You can have the comfort of the Holy Spirit of God. You can have the comfort of the Word of God if you'll just believe His promises. How much happier a life would you have if you were an optimist in the Word of God?
Yeah. Amen.
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 Why don't you try being that? Wow. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. I know people that live in fear. And that is a terrible way to have to live. And some people live in neighborhoods that that are bad, and they just walking outside their house, they live in fear. Some people live in countries that are about the same thing. He said he didn't want us to be afraid. He wanted us to be confident. He wanted us to be comforted, not be troubled. Now look at verse 29. Here's another one of these verses that you just, if you look at it, it'll give you more confidence in the Bible that you have that's been printed for you. Verse 29. Now I have told you before it come to pass that when it is come to pass, you might believe. He's already told them before he's dying. He's told them about his resurrection, but they're not understanding it. And I can understand reasonably why. Now they're going to go through persecution. They're going to go through fear. They're going to go through all sorts of doubts. And then he's going to rise up and meet with them. And they're going to see that he's risen from the dead. And so all of what they've been going on is going to fit into their mind. And the Holy Spirit of God, when he comes in Pentecost, is going to fill them with an understanding of what they heard, what they saw, what they experienced. I told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. And that was the end of the teaching there. In John 16, verse 7, here's another passage that you might ought to know concerning the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. It is a whole lot better to have God living with inside me than him living and going to the cross and dying and being separated from us. Now, thinking about that, the only way God, the Holy Spirit could work it is for him to die and to go back to God. And the Spirit of God, which is Jesus, which is God the Father, dwells in the believer. Now, you sometimes don't sense it, but you ought to know it. And you ought to know when God pricks your mind, when God brings something to your attention.
Amen.
That maybe you ought to pay a better attention. Because you have God to be your conscience.
Yeah.
You have God that is going to let you know when you're praying wrong. Or he's going to overcome your prayer. And yet, how about some confidence there? God is on my side.
Yeah, amen.
Can you walk down the street and know that God is on my side? Well, what if robbers come after you? What if they go after your car? I laughed one time. I saw they caught it on the news. These couple of thugs were at a stoplight. They jumped in, got this guy out of the car, and drug him out of the car, jumped into it. They couldn't drive it because it was an automatic. No, a stick shift. I think it was a stick shift, and they couldn't drive the car. The police caught them. And they even had all people's cameras on them, you know. And they were going to get away with this big fancy car, take it out and have a joyride, and then probably sell it to somebody. But didn't work out. They couldn't drive it away. I told you before it come to pass that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Wow. But if I go away, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And now what the Comforter going to do? 16:8. When he's come, he'll reprove the world of sin. You know how he'll do that? Through some preacher, through some saint, through some witness, through some somebody, he's going to be approving the world. The Holy Spirit is in all the church. You are a living walking testimony to the Spirit of God. And if you study your word, the Spirit will point it out to you and let you know this is what God's will is for your life or what God's will is for the world.
Amen.
And put you in a light where you could get something. He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Well, you know something? He said, I have many things yet to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. The reason why he took this week and took them aside and taught them what he's teaching them and what John has brought back to our memory is so that they would have the understanding to go through the cross, the resurrection, the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, and their ministry to go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, we live in a wonderful, wonderful time. I can turn on the television and I can get outstanding preachers. And it's going around the world in language after language after language. By television, by radio, they're hearing the Word of God.
Yeah.
And what do we have? 60, 80, 100 people? Wow. They got thousands. And they'll listen to it. And they'll see it on their televisions or their radio. The gospel is going out and people are being saved.
Amen.
And the name of Jesus is all over the world.
Amen.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we live in such a generation that has such opportunity. Not that I use all of that opportunity. I don't. I'm not comfortable with it. But praise God, I'm comfortable with the Word of God.
Amen.
I want it to go out. And I want that message that salvation is not a reward for going to church and giving a few dollars.
Right.
It's not a reward for quitting cussing, drinking, gambling, and cheating, and whatever. It is a gift. God gives you eternal life as a gift when you believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. There's no other way. I'm sorry, you may be a very nice person, but you're not good enough. Walk into the presence of God, not on your life. Well, praise the Lord. I'll stop right there.
Amen.